You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, this is a special treat. Right now, if you're watching on Twitch, 105throughthefan.com, you know already we're your home of America's team. And joining us, our buddy from the NFL Network, set up in his man cave. That's not the usual room you do the reporting out of, but this is why you get Zoom, so we can pick everyone's house apart. Ian Rappaport on DFW Sports Station. Good morning. Where are you in your home? That's a nice setup.
This actually is my regular office, but the camera is over there, so you see a little bit of a different view. Like if I could take you for a little tour. Oh, okay. Now we're back. Oh. There's the TV setup. Yep. There's the Zoom setup. See?
Now, you're a credential guy. I see all the credentials. RJ noticed your Poison t-shirt, but are you one of those guys that puts a credential up for every event you ever go to?
I have every credential I've ever gotten. I made a little credential tree over there. When I first got to NFL Network, and I sort of learned that I could set up my own, you know, camera spot and kind of figure out what my background was going to be like, I made sure to put that in the background so everyone knew that I went to all these great events. And then one of the higher ups of the network called and was like, yeah, get that out of there. That looks terrible. so I saved all these credentials for nothing and had to get it out of the shot. And then when I moved to New York, they sent like an actual set designer to build this beautiful setup that I have right now, which is why it looks so awesome on TV.
Oh, it's fantastic. I used to have a credential tree like that, Sean, but I lost half of them in the divorce. I'm serious about that. Lost half of our credentials. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
This took a dark turn.
I know. It took a dark turn, but I'm all about dark turns here.
Is this your downtime? When is your downtime for the NFL season? When does your phone get the most rest?
Yeah, I would say right now. And for me, like, you know, I used to, obviously I like working, like I like my job a lot, but you know, when you grind a lot, at some point you're like, oh, I wish I could just sort of chill a little bit. And I used to look forward to the end of the season, you know, like Super Bowl, you're like, oh, now I can take a break. But it's obviously not like that because, you know, you get basically 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, and then you get the combine, then you get franchise tags, then you get free agency, then you get owners meetings, then you get the draft, and it's sort of nonstop. And so now it's really like, you know, the night of the draft, you sort of know like, all right, things are going to be calm for a while. Now, this year's a little different because you have, you know, Aaron Rodgers hanging out there. You have whatever's going to happen with Deshaun Watson, sort of Julio Jones, all of those things. And so it's like a little less quiet, I would say, than usual. But still on a daily basis, it's not like there's guys signing left and right or, you know, whatever. So this is sort of, as I say, golf season. So you still have to work, but obviously takes on a little bit of a different feel than the regular season or the true off season.
I want to ask you just a journalistic question on the Schefter-Rogers thing. Does that ever happen? Adam's story is, well, everyone kind of knew about this and we all just sat on it. And then I just decided to break it on draft day. How often? I'm not asking you specifically about that. I'm just curious, when you get info, how often does that happen? You got a blockbuster story. I know you're trying to confirm it, but you're just going to sit on it until you feel like just breaking it one day? How do you think that worked?
Yeah, well, let me be clear. Like, I'm not in a position to talk about any, you know, how he got whatever he put out and any, like, that's definitely not my business. And he's spoken publicly about it. I will let that stand. For me personally, I would say every little story is kind of different. Like, let's say, you know, you catch wind of a trade. Well, it's not, to me at least, it's not great practice to put out there if two teams are in trade talks because it brings a lot of attention. Sometimes trade talks fall apart. Like, I don't love to do that. So what I would do is if I find out I sort of cultivate it and hopefully break it when the trade actually happens. Let's say I find out about something like, you know, like the Russell Wilson thing, right? Like Super Bowl morning, I had a story where teams were calling about Russell Wilson, which kind of started this whole Russell Wilson thing, right? And I knew that for a couple of days, but I'm sort of like, I don't think anyone else is going to have it. It's bigger on Super Bowl morning, game day morning. You know, a lot of times you save your sort of big splashier stories for game day morning, knowing slash hoping that no one else has it. Or if someone else does have it, it's at the same time. And then there's other times like when I found out that Deshaun Watson was kind of had it with the Texans, I was planning on saving it for Sunday morning. And then I kind of found out that other people were calling around on it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just not going to mess this up. So I put it out, I think it was a Thursday or Friday night. Just like, I have this. I know it. It's true. I'm not going to risk it. I'm just going to put it out now. So, you know, I like to save stuff for sort of the bigger times, but sometimes you just really can't. You just got to go.
Do you ever get, like, does the league ever, like, say they're, and I know that's not necessarily your problem, but do they get upset if, say, the Rodgers story breaks on draft day and it steals the thunder, or the Russ on the Super Bowl Sunday? Like, do they, like, say, hey, I know you have this, but can you hold off for, like, 24 hours?
You know, I've never heard from the league on, honestly, anything. No one has said to me, like, oh, why did you need to break this now? I think because, I mean, I don't know, like, me and Schefter and whatever, like, I feel like we're pretty open about how we do things. So, like, when you have news and you think someone else might have it, it's going to come out. So it's always like, well, I need to do it because I have it. This is literally my job. Like, people will sometimes say to me, like, you know, why are you digging on this? Like, why do you need to break this? And I'll say, this is actually my job. Like, this is what I do. I break news, right? So why do I need to do it? Because this is what I do. So no one's ever said that to me. The thing I would say about news breaking before major events, I actually think it enhances the event rather than takes away. Like, if I break news on a Sunday before a big game, it doesn't make people go, ah, man, I wish I could pay attention to, like, what happens on second down. They go, oh, man, like, this is now a little bit more intriguing. So
yeah,
that, to me, it's like breaking stuff on game day morning is fun. Breaking stuff draft morning is fun. Like, this is what, to me, kind of brings the attention a little bit.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, joining us from his man cave right here on Sean and RJ, home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Which quarterback do you think has a higher chance of playing for their current team moving forward between Rodgers and Watson?
You know, that should be an easy question because the Packers have said they are not trading Aaron Rodgers and the Texans haven't said anything publicly at all. You know, nothing really of substance. So, I mean, I believe that Rodgers will be playing for the Packers this season or not be playing because the Packers are not trading him. And when they say they're not trading him and they come out publicly and say they're not trading him, I'm inclined to believe them. Now, he's got options. He could sit. He could retire. He could pay back his $20 million. He could go host Jeopardy, which is still funny to say, but it's, right, I guess, possible. So I think Rodgers will be playing for Green Bay or no one. You know, Deshaun Watson, I don't even know if he'll be playing at the start of the season for anyone. He could be suspended. He could be on the commissioner's exempt list. You know, it's like Nick Caserio, the Texans general manager, got all sorts of stuff about drafting Davis Mills. And I was sort of like, why? Like, he doesn't know the status of his quarterback for week one, right? Like, you just, you don't know. So you have Tyrod Taylor, and that's fine. But who else, you know? So you don't know if he's going to be playing for another team. The Texans suspended on the exempt list, just not showing up. Like, I have no idea. So, I mean, I guess Rodgers, but it's so much up in the air with Deshaun, it's hard to figure out.
If they don't trade him and he stays and he plays, I noticed that Vegas had the Saints as a favorite, which they may be hedging their bets. But, like, do you think there's a chance that it's kind of dysfunctional there this year with him and the team? That it's just they're at odds and it's, quite frankly, not even a good year.
In Houston, you're talking about?
No, Rodgers in Green Bay.
Oh, Rodgers, sorry. I don't know, because a lot of the frustration this year was there last year. So, like, I was hearing some of this stuff late last season when they were just killing people. Like, had David Bakhtiari not torn his ACL, like, I think they would have been in the Super Bowl. And there was some angst and frustration there. Rodgers is obviously not happy, very frustrated. I think that's very – I don't know what's going to happen, but all his feelings are true. But he still played great. And like, these guys, you know, like, for me, like, I have a bad day, you know, on the golf course. Like, it's hard for me to do anything normal because I'm like, God, like, you missed a three-footer. Like, that should be a gimme. Like, there's all sorts of things that I go through in my head. These guys like Aaron Rodgers are not normal. So they can have all this stuff and still go out and be an all-pro, one of the best quarterbacks to ever do it. So I don't think it's going to affect anything on the field. But I do think it'll take up a lot of oxygen off the field, which, you know, really is fine with me, honestly.
If you're a team, why not throw a one to Houston right now for Deshaun, knowing that you might be able to get him at 60 cents on the dollar with all the off-field stuff?
I don't think you will. That's the answer. I mean, that's a good question, but I don't think you're going to get him for a one. I don't even think you're going to get him for three ones. He still has immense value. He's still one of the best quarterbacks. Let's just say Deshaun Watson gets suspended six games. I don't know this. I'm just saying, for the sake of argument, let's say he gets suspended for six games. That is a high ankle sprain, just in the – not comparing them, I'm just saying the amount of games missed. So
right.
For the next 10 years, as you're having one of the best five quarterbacks in the NFL, isn't it worth three ones plus? I would say it is. So I don't think – I don't know if Houston would trade him at all, but I don't think they would trade him, definitely not for 60 cents on the dollar. If he's going to get traded at all, it's going to be for a monster package.
Whose anger do you agree with or understand more? I feel like I'm the only one critical of Watson. Like, I feel like the whole media is taking his side. And I'm like, you knew what Houston was. You signed a new contract months before. Stop crying about it. And with Rodgers, it's like, are you mad because they just didn't tell you about Jordan Love? You got your job the same way from Favre. They're planning for the future. People thought you were having two a little bit down years. Which QB beef do you understand or agree with more?
You know, I try very hard to put myself sort of in their shoes and just imagine if I would be upset. Because, like, I can be on some hand, I can be – at some point I can be pretty level-headed, but I can also be fairly petty, right?
I love it. We love petty. We're the show of petty.
Well, let's say, like, a source lies to me intentionally. I'm more than happy to never talk to that person again. I don't really care. I'm just, what is that person ever going to do to me? That's not fair to my livelihood, to my job. Like, I'm more than happy to be like, we're done. This relationship is over, right? So I'm sure there are things that happened to Deshaun Watson that we don't know about. I'm sure there are things that happened to Aaron Rodgers that we don't know about. They are two really smart, dynamic leaders, one old, one young, both extremely accomplished, both been the best at what they've done their entire lives. I will trust both of them that their anger and angst is real. Like, I just, even if at times we, the public, go, what is he complaining about? He's got all this money. He's got all these receivers. They haven't drafted a receiver in the first round. Who cares? They got Davante Adams. I will trust that because they are mature, elevated, excellent enough that what they are griping about to them is very, very real and meaningful.
All right, last one for you, then we'll let you go. Did you see the Cowboys video of Jerry and Post Malone on schedule release night? And any Cowboy thoughts? We don't have a ton around here. We're trying to figure out the draft board. If Michael Parsons was really above the two corners, who did they really want? They told us Michael first option. Okay.
I'll tell you. Well, first of all, I saw the Post Malone video. I thought it was great. I love Post Malone. I'm a little annoyed that he follows Jane Slater and not me on Twitter, but look, these are my own personal things, whatever. I thought the video was awesome. I thought Dak's cameo was tremendous. So I really enjoy schedule release, everything about it. I thought that video was top three in the league. I felt they were going to draft Micah Parsons all along, so much so that I saw Micah Parsons, you know, I was in Cleveland during the draft. I saw Parsons the night before the draft, and he was like, what do you think? And I said, I think you're going to the Cowboys. And he was talking about how you know, he'd have to tackle Zeke in practice and he was looking forward to it. And I was like, be careful what you look forward to. It's not tackling Zeke is not really what you want to do. But anyway, I thought he was going to the Cowboys all along. And I knew that Parsons, that the Cowboys had Parsons over the corners. I probably knew that for 2 or 3 days.
Wow.
You know, and it's not the kind of thing you really report. It's just draft news like that is kind of odd. Plus it could mess with their actual draft. And I'm not really trying to do that. I mean, if it was news, it was, but that didn't feel like news to me. I just knew all along the whole week, Parsons was the guy they were targeting. And had he not been there and one of the corners were, I think they probably would have traded back.
Finally, we got an answer to it. Thank you, Ian Rappaport. Wait, Fantex, you guys aren't going to ask him. We got to ask you about Tebow, I guess. Contractually
obligated to ask about Tebow.
I'm contractually obligated. Is this an eye roll? Is this making people question Urban Meyer with the strength coach and now this type of move? Is this an eye roll on the pro level?
I don't know what it is yet. Right now, it's a player who hasn't played in 8 years, who's getting invited to camp. I mean, I know he's Tebow, so let's not pretend it's like just a regular thing, but I'm okay with him coming to camp and getting a chance. It's Urban Meyer. He's comfortable with Tebow. It's kind of like when, you know, coaches get to some place and they go, you know what, let me bring in a couple people from my previous team just to instill some stuff. It's like Brian Flores signing Jason McCourty. Like, how much does Jason McCourty have left? I don't know, but he's going to instill some stuff, right? So Tebow will show guys whatever Meyer's looking for, and that's fine. If he makes the team, I hope he has earned it. And if he really does earn it, then okay. If he doesn't make the team, then all right, this was a fun storyline. My only problem would ever be if he didn't deserve to be on the team and he was. And roster spots are so valuable. I'm just not sure that's going to happen. I don't know. To me, it was kind of fun. I almost fell into it on draft day. And the fact that I got to break it was amazing and hilarious. So because of that, I'm all in on Tebow.
What's the last story that you broke that blew up the most? Like what in the past year just exploded and detonated?
Oh man. The last year, geez.
Or 6 months.
Deshaun Watson wanting out of Houston was, that exploded pretty good. I'm trying to think. I can never remember the ones I broke. I can always remember the ones that I didn't.
What's the one that haunted you? The story that, because I think you're like me. I think more about like the ones that I barely would miss on versus the ones I got and allow that to eat you up. What's one that tormented you for any different type of reason?
So, I would say, to me, like the Dak contract, which obviously was something we focused on for a year and a half more. I got a sense that afternoon that something was happening. And so like I reported on at like 2 o'clock, things were headed in a positive direction. And I'm like, all right, maybe in a couple of days they'll get it done. And then I reached out to some people and no one got back to me. And I was like, oh, okay. It's kind of weird. And then, you know, the team announced it, everyone got numbers at the same time. So it's really fine. But I'm a little annoyed at myself now for not going harder when like I sort of felt something was amiss. And something might be happening, and I should have hit it harder because that would have been a fun one. But instead, the team announced it, so it's sort of like that's a draw, you know?
Hey, thank you for coming back on the show. It was awesome content, but hopping on Zoom, as you know by now, it just changes and improves every interview. So this was awesome. Poison T-shirt, Christmas tree credentials in the back. Enjoy the golf course, a little bit of time off. Thank you, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
There he is, Ian Rappaport. That was fantastic. Yeah. That was awesome. And Zero, great job by you getting him and getting him on that fan cam. That was great.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.